Ed's On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
First round of the U.S. Open well underway at Pinehurst number 2, and Patrick Cantlay has the lead as he is at 5 under par after a round of 65 today. Ludvig Åberg is currently one shot back at minus 4, while a couple of other notables near the top of the leaderboard: Rory McIlroy, 2 under par through 5 holes. Bryson DeChambeau and Max Homa, 1 under par early on their rounds as well through 4 holes. Brooks Koepka done for the day, an even par round of 70 for him, as the same with Colin Morikawa, who shoots even par. Tiger Woods, plus 474, currently in a tie for 121st and 9 shots back of Cantlay. The Atlanta Falcons were docked a fifth-round pick in the 2025 draft after the NFL found the team violated tampering rules during free agency in their signing of Kirk Cousins and others. The Eagles were a part of the investigation, but the league did not find sufficient evidence they tampered in their signing of former Giants running back Saquon Barkley.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. America's farmers and ranchers are counting on Congress to deliver a new, modernized farm bill. That was the message delivered by Kevin Lusher, chair of the Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. He says the future of farming depends on investment in the next generation, and by increasing access, we can ensure we have the tools and resources we need to thrive, stressing the need for Congress to pass the farm bill this year. Pairwise, a company specializing in genetics-based innovations for food and agriculture, has developed the world's first seedless blackberry. InterestedEngineering.com says blackberries are helpful with regards to boosting bodily functions and improving digestion and sugar levels. They also significantly reduce inflammation, improve brain function, and help prevent cardiovascular disease. Despite the benefits, studies show that more than 30% of berry buyers don't purchase them because of the seeds. The National Milk Producers Federation leadership expressed confidence that farmers should soon see a fairer system for milk pricing. During the recent Board of Directors meeting, NMPF also highlighted dairy farmers' robust response to bird flu in dairy cattle. USDA is expected to release its plan for federal milk marketing order modernization in July. NMPF has helped lead the push for updated rules that better reflect the current industry.
Central Coast growers know just how much damage aphids can do to leafy veg, coal, and brassica crops. But Versus insecticide from BASF makes all visible aphids disappear thanks to a unique single and targeted mode of action. Let's get the aphids' response to this simple, effective solution. Taking calls now to hear from those unhappy aphids. Hello? Anyone? Making aphids disappear from leafy vegetable, coal, or brassica crops is easy with Versus insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction on June 27th and 28th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as investors digest another report that signaled that inflation was cooling. Producer prices falling unexpectedly in May. The data comes on the heels of the Consumer Price Index for May, which also showed that inflation was easing. Tech stocks are among the gainers again today, with chipmakers Broadcom and Nvidia surging to record highs on artificial intelligence momentum. Shares of Tesla are jumping nearly 4%, and shareholders are set to finish voting on whether to reinstate a pay package for Chief Elon Musk that was recently valued at $46 billion. Musk said that preliminary results show that shareholders are backing his pay deal. On a separate note, Tesla said it would likely raise the price of its Model 3 in Europe in response to planned tariffs on EVs made in China. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Gold demand is hitting record highs, but supply may not keep up. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe physical gold is the only way to truly protect your retirement savings from a chaotic world. To learn how to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, text the word SHELTER to 989898 for a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's SHELTER to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, the mattress specialist. Tell me what shoppers will find at your store.
Well, I've got regular flat beds from twin size to king size. And then, of course, I've got adjustable beds where the bases go up and down so it's easier to get out of bed. You don't have to worry about acid reflux or if you have snoring problems or if you have bad circulation in your legs. All those things are benefits that the adjustable bases can give you.
The Mattress Specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-322-4555 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Need help with your legal matter? Don't want to pay a retainer? Proper Legal in Templeton is here for you. My name is Carrie Koenig. I was born and raised in San Luis Obispo County, a Templeton High graduate and a California bar attorney. I developed Proper Legal to provide attorney-prepared legal documents and legal guidance for self-represented individuals. No hourly billing expenses and no large retainer. Have you already received legal help and didn't get the help you needed? Don't worry, I have multiple years experience practicing with local attorneys and judges and know what the courts want. Family law, guardianships, restraining orders, notary services, simple wills and trusts, deeds, criminal record cleanups, and more. Call for a complimentary 30-minute consultation. Proper Legal on Main Street in Templeton, 805-440-6271.
A new kind of federal regulation is increasing prices to the consumer and destroying small business. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Murray Wiedenbaum is a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, now Director of the Center for the Study of American Business at Washington University of St. Louis. In a recent speech in our nation's capital, Dr. Wiedenbaum had bad news for all Americans. A new wave of American regulation threatens to raise prices indiscriminately and drive small businesses into the ground. This new wave of regulation includes such agencies as the Environmental Protection Agency, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. All of these agencies were set up to accomplish laudable goals. Who among us would object to protecting the environment, preventing discrimination, or improving safety conditions for our workers? Indeed, who among us is not in support of such goals? Unfortunately, however, these agencies are so devoted to these particular goals, they pay little heed to what they do to the efficiency of business or to keeping prices low. The forest of a healthy economy, high employment, and low prices is lost for the tree of, say, worker safety. Now, of course, we want safe working conditions. But an agency like OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is thus all too likely to pursue its mandate to the ultimate. You can make a worker completely safe by taking away his job, and the safest factory or mill is one that's closed down. I'm really not exaggerating. There are now 5,146 different types of approved government forms. Last year, businesses and individuals spent 130 million man-hours filling them out. And this adds some $50 billion to the cost of doing business, which means to the prices we pay. Consider instead a small businessman who must provide an OSHA-approved exit in his office or plant. What is an exit? The dictionary says it is, quote, a passage or way out, unquote. Now, you have to admit those five words describe it for anyone who understands English. But the language of bureaucracy is not that precise. Here is the way the OSHA manual defines an exit. Quote, that portion of a means of egress which is separated from all other spaces of the building or structure by construction or equipment as required in this subpart to provide a protected way of travel to the exit discharge. Unquote. Now that's 39 words, but OSHA says, to grasp that definition, you have to know the definition of a means of egress. And so their glossary supplies the answer. Quote, a continuous and unobstructed way of exit travel from any point in a building or structure to a public way and consists of three separate and distinct parts, the way of exit access, the exit, and the way of exit discharge. A means of egress comprises the vertical and horizontal ways of travel and should include intervening room spaces, doorways, hallways, corridors, passageways, balconies, ramps, stairs, enclosures, exits, escalators, horizontal exits, courts, and yards. Unquote. And after all that, the small businessman realizes that he still doesn't know what an exit is because, as Dr. Wiedenbaum points out, OSHA's been unable to supply a definition of exit that doesn't contain the word exit. Webster uses 5 words, OSHA uses 39, and then another 74 trying to tell you what the 39 said. I'll be back tomorrow with more on the new wave of regulation. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033. KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. We just posted a story. The John Belcher, Ryan Wright saga never ends. John Belcher's wife has filed for separation, claiming irreconcilable differences, claiming they no longer live together. Meanwhile, she posted on social media they are living together and moving to a different house out of area. And guess who's her attorney in the separation agreement? Her husband. So John Belcher is the attorney for irreconcilable differences that are pushing the pair apart. They're separating.
You think she's going to win? I think she's getting the assets, right?
I think things will go her way. There's also, I want to remind everybody, there's a big voting issue in Paso Robles coming up. The FBO at the airport, the fixed base operator, who wins that contract? And there's a lot of issues here because they tried to keep the public and everyone, even the council, from seeing what was in the initial reports. And the initial reports had one, the people that run it now, ACI Jet, giving a lot of money right away to better the airport. How this works is they lease it for $100,000 a month. One party is planning on giving other monies and the other party wasn't. And then they also, though, build up infrastructure that the city then owns when the contract is over in 40 years. One was going to put in tens of millions of dollars right off the bat. The other one was going to wait 5 years and then consider putting money in. And now the new reports are saying that both sides are putting money in. It's all over the place. Who knows what the truth is? But the lack of transparency and promoting, there's allegations that the people in the company, this isn't allegations, I've seen paperwork. It's in the process of being sold. But there are allegations that the owner is going to make more money on the sale because friends of his in government are making sure that the contract goes to him. Whether that is true or not, it is unknown. But there is a big controversy. This will be at the Paso Robles City Council meeting next week. This is one of the most important things to the security of the city. For example, right now the FBO includes bringing two different groups. They bring a military group that does work there. They also bring, for a month, the English airport. And that literally brings in both of them. It's probably $4 to $5 million a year brought in sales revenue in the area, hotel rooms. It is a big benefit to the tax, to the income of the county or the city. So it's a very important thing. But now today, I have Slo County Supervisor Debbie Arnold in studio. I also have Community Watchdog Eric Gorham, and we are going to be talking about things with the budget, primarily the budget in the county. I'm going to tell you, the amount of people living in our county keeps going down, but the budget goes up. It's nearly $1 billion. That's $1 billion a year in expenditures this year. They ran about $20 million short, but they're going to pull that out of the general fund and some other monies and make sure they have a balanced budget. So that's money that they didn't, it wasn't balanced, but they made it balanced so they could get it passed. Meanwhile, there's a ton of money going to, for example, the county spends, I think, about $40 million on their homeless programs. Meanwhile, remember, the cities are also putting in millions each. By the time you're done, just the county's money is about $34,000 a homeless person. And then you have all the monies being put in by the different cities. And I don't know how we're spending that much money per person just out of county funds, and we're not able to get people into housing. But Debbie, can you tell us what your takeaway from the budget?
Well, it was another budget this year, you're right. The nearly billion-dollar figure is a big one. Of course, the budget's complicated like everything else in the world today, but so there are a lot of funds that make up the money spent at the county level. There are a lot of funds that come in that are specific funds, and then there are discretionary funds, and those are the funds that us at the Board of Supervisors are most involved with, because those are the funds that you can create priorities and decide where, as taxpayers, we here in this county want to spend our money. So this year, I was the only supervisor that voted no on the budget. I think it's my second time to do that, last year as well, out of my 12 years there. And primarily, I just disagreed with the budget priorities.
And I know back when you were on, when you had the majority, you were very, positively behind road work, making infrastructure. But now with the new majority, they've taken that off the priority list. What are the new priorities?
Well, the new priorities, and you're right, Karen, and it took me a while. Road maintenance, I campaigned on that platform way back. Actually, the first time I ran in 2008, I campaigned on the platform of funding public safety and also road maintenance, because I continued to run on that platform through the years. But and so I'm convinced, right or wrong, I'm convinced that our taxpayers out there expect that some of their tax dollars, or sufficient tax dollars, will go to maintaining the roads. That's important. Making sure that we have adequate public safety. And also, it's not just that, it's the other properties that the county over the years has, you know, we have our park system and other things. In other words, I liken it to, you know, you get a bonus check of $5,000. Do you paint the house that needs painting, or do you just go dream up something new? Maintenance isn't a, you know, sexy topic, but if we continue to add to county assets on behalf of the taxpayers, I think we need to maintain our properties, including our roads.
Well, you had a board majority. I think it was approximately 13.5 million was being spent on roads a year. Now with the new majority, they've knocked that down to about 6 million.
Out of general fund. So you see the book I brought so I could,
yes,
be sure that I'm giving correct numbers. That's where the budget gets a little tricky. About 44% of the total revenues that come into the county is other government sending money in. The feds and the state send money in for a lot of things, mostly social services and public health, but some on roads as well. And the gas tax and some of the things, the state collects money to take care of roads. But it's down to about 6 million out of our general fund. And that's all I'm trying to say is the road collectively, you know, the road maintenance money comes from a lot of different pots and gets added together. But considering we're spending, well, I don't mean to monopolize the conversation here, but just what I'm saying, county's social services and their public health department have access to, the way things work today, a lot of grant money from the federal and state level. And they bring in a lot of grant money. And when you were saying over $42 million, that's true. But a lot more than that. In other words, there are other sources, plus the nonprofits do some fundraising themselves, plus the cities go after grants themselves and so forth. So it'd be a really hard number, I think, to actually add up and pinpoint. But let's just go to the very basic number that we know. And people can look this up on May 21st. There was you could go to the Board of Supervisors. You could go to, I believe it was item 36. But it just this May 21st, item number 37 on the Board of Supervisors agenda, and there was a very good presentation done by the Homeless Division of Social Services, and that's where, I shared with you the $42 million number, and mostly that was grants and things that they had gotten themselves, and it didn't include other things, so we can go. We that would be the bottom rung, and there's more money than that actually, but therein lies the problem in my mind. The priorities, back when you asked me, have been changed. Road maintenance is not even a priority at all. It's not even listed here in the priorities for the taxpayers and the way we spend their money. But for the second year in a row, there's some, mandated priorities, meeting legal mandates we have to do for borrowed money, and meeting debt service requirements, meeting legal mandates, and then public safety has remained as a board priority. Then last year, our priorities were changed after that to homeless and mental health, housing and economic development. Social services, we just discussed, has access to lots and lots of grant money, and they're getting it for homelessness, for affordable housing projects, et cetera. We have also then added general fund monies, the most discretionary of monies, where in this county, historically, we've spent more of that on our roads. We've changed that, and we're adding to that great big ginormous pot
and
of
how
homeless
can,
services.
How can, if $30 million out of the general fund monies, all these other grants, some are saying it's anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 they spend on homeless people, each homeless person. How is this economic?
Well, a lot of the way the county spends that money, let me say that, a lot of it goes to, we have so many nonprofits in the county that provide homeless services, and they do the best job they can, and they do a good job. And as a matter of fact, they work hard at this. And some of these names you'd recognize, but Capslow, Echo, Family Care Network, Five Cities, Haslow, People's Self Help, and TEMA, Transitions Health, Mental Health. So a lot of the money that the county brings in then is given to nonprofits to actually do the work in providing homeless services, providing housing for homeless, and et cetera, such a complex area that the money's actually used for a lot of different things.
And I think a lot of it's for salaries for others.
No, it is for sure. I was looking, the stats I heard were somewhere between 76,000 and 126,000. I'm not sure who's right on that per homeless. But we're in over $100 million at that point. Where's the money? I mean, we could buy a lot of houses every year. We could buy apartment complexes. It all seems to go to staff, and staff getting more and more grants that we have to pay for the next year because they're not funded the next year. We're building over by French Hospital. They just put in $3.5 million for that building, but who's going to pay to upkeep it? Who does all that work after that? It's coming out of the general fund at that point, because once the feds give us our money, they're not giving us the money to keep it up.
Well, that's true. A lot of the grants are one-time funds, and the homeless issue has kind of, it's gotten important, and people know, and they see in all of our communities, there are issues of unsheltered folks, but there are other issues that go along with that, and a lot of that's the drug addiction and mental health that mm-hmm. I think kind of comes along with that. I've said before, and I haven't come off this mark, I believe that if we do not reform Prop 47, that we'll continue to see our homeless numbers at least, grow, but Prop 47, to remind the listeners, passed by the, it was passed by us, the voters, in 2014, so 10 years ago. Problem was, it was titled, this was a state initiative on the ballot, so it was, the title was approved by our then Attorney General Kamala Harris, and not at the state level, but it was titled Safe Schools and Neighborhoods, and lots of people voted for that. And as it turns out, this is the proposition that allows for the stealing of $950, the use of drug, illegal dangerous drugs in public. They're all misdemeanors. They're nothing. So hence, we have a lot of activities, illegal activities going on we didn't have before.
We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Debbie Arnold and Eric Gorham.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or a share of $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing Sundays, June 2nd, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. We have Debbie Arnold in the studio. We also have Eric Gorham. Debbie Arnold's a county supervisor. Eric Gorham is a local businessman. What company?
Madrone Landscapes.
They do fabulous work. If you look at the the gardening in front where that plane crash was. That was actually...
Yeah. If you want to see the work, go look at the Halter Ranch plane crash. It's a great example of what we do.
But it's... There,
I think the guy was so distracted at looking at the landscape, he wrecked the plane.
That's what happened. It was so beautiful, he just missed the runway by 50 feet. And we are going to be going over the county budget, some things in the county, some of the issues in the county. We're going to be talking about some important things. The county just passed nearly a billion dollar budget. And Debbie, why do you think this is, what are some of the other issues?
Well, as I said, I was a no vote on the budget just because I didn't agree with the priorities. And we mentioned that the discretionary money, the priorities have changed to the homeless population, same as last year, when in fact, according to the numbers, the homeless population in our county would be about 0.3% of the population. So my argument this year was, okay, those were priorities for last year, but another year's gone by and our road conditions have come down, and I thought that road maintenance needed to be put back on the budget, and certainly the other 99% and 0.7% of the population, the services they needed to be considered when we were doing this budget. But since that didn't happen, my other concern was we are spending more. We spent more money than revenues that came in. And we need to cut our spending more. It's not going to be sustainable. And the budget was actually balanced this year with rainy day funds and, cuts to other departments, other services that other parts of the population may need. So just reading out of this book, the message that was printed, and I encourage people, your listeners, to go take a look online at the county's budget, because it does have a lot of other facts that people might enjoy hearing and reading about, and a lot of history in these budget books that are fun to look at. But anyway, the message this year was, overall, the county's budget continues to be in an increasingly precarious position due to its projected rate of spending outpacing its revenues. So there you go. And in another section, it talks about the importance to consider, as we were passing this budget, which I don't think we did consider, the elimination of one-time funding and slowing revenues related to the housing market, property tax, building permits, property transfers, taxes, et cetera, and federal and state revenues, and then going down, and then our expenditures continuing to increase. So we were warned there at the beginning of the book, and when they talk about costs are going up for everyone, for households and for the county itself, labor increases, workers' comp and other insurance increases, litigation, those numbers have increased, jail expenditure increases, CAL FIRE contract increases, et cetera, et cetera. So costs are going up for government. Government's pretty expensive. And if we don't take it seriously about making cuts to the budget, and then again, prioritizing services for everyone, this is going to continue.
Well, I just want to tell the audience one thing. So the book that Debbie keeps talking about is, we all remember the old white pages and yellow pages. It's bigger than that. I would say, I don't know how many pages it is, but it is bigger than the old phone books of the old days. Go, even the ones down in probably LA and up north. So, and the other just quick thing I just wanted to say, Debbie just said how fun it was looking at those things. So, she had to make a good, had to be a good supervisor if she can have fun reading this, 2,000 page book.
And we will be back after the top of the hour talking more with both Debbie Arnold and Eric Gorham.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.